Hi, this is a subarctic beekeeper. You know the drill, one of the many. I am in the hives again. I did a mite treatment last week, and the temperatures at night are in the 20s degree Fahrenheit range. Our temperatures are expected to go down into the 40s during the day. So we're getting close to the time that everything shuts down. I'm in a hive right now and I'm doing my normal thing. Take a picture of the hive with the lid on and then with the lid off, looking at the feeder, seeing if any of the bees are feeding. In this one, there is a feeder full of sugar syrup and no bees in it. They might be finishing up for the year. Queen has done her job for now. And this is typical. I take a picture of what's happening in the feeder, and I take a picture with the feeder off so I can see what kind of activity is going on, count how many frames of bees I see, see if they've eaten the pollen patties, see how active they are. I'm going to pop the lid right now. So I'm popping the feeder off. I'm going to set it on the next hive over, which is where I set the lid. That way the bees can't come out and check me out. Oh boy, things are changing fast here. This hive, I was in this hive last week and it looked fine. In this hive, which is a combined hive, I suspect the queen has killed the other queen. I see a cluster, 1, 2, 3, 4 frames of bees clustered together. They have not eaten their pollen patty from last week. I'm gonna give them a little sugar drizzle on top of the frames. I suspect this hive is cold, them being all clustered like this. When the hive is super full, they're moving around, they're not clustered up. Not yet, anyway. So I'm gonna put this lid back on. I don't want them to catch a draft. I'm gonna mark this hive as one that I'm gonna combine because I want large colonies going into winter. So these smaller colonies will be combined with another small colony. I'll either pinch the queen, which I don't like doing. I like to separate them. But the reality is you can't have two queens in a colony for the most part. This is hive number 2. So in my notebook, I have a notebook and an app. The notebook is easier to write in. So I'm just making some notes here. H2, what did I say? 4, 5 frames of bees on the right side. Very small colony. Pollen patty is present, full syrup, combine. So right now I've got 15 hives. I would, I'm going to estimate that going into winter when I get them all in the bee barn, I'll probably have closer to, I don't know, 10, 12. Since the temperatures are still workable, this is a good time for me to do this work because opening the hive doesn't stunt them. Freeze them, kill them. I'm also pulling out the mite board since I did a mite treatment last week. I'm gonna check and see what the mite count is on this hive. The other two hives that I just got through had pretty high counts. My mite board is stuck, so I'm gonna grab my pliers out of my metal bee basket that I have. I keep tons of stuff in. You can hear me rummaging around. I got pliers, tape measure, brushes, queen cages, fish weights to weigh the hive, queen catchers, matches, lighters, tape, scissors, Sharpie markers. I forgot what I'm looking for. What am I looking for? Oh, pliers. Pliers to pull out my mite board. I had some mini tools once. They're so cute. I bought them. And they come in super handy. So I've got my mini pliers. I'm just going to pull that mite board out, check and see what I can see. Judging from the other two hives that I've already been to, I'm going to need to do another mite treatment. So I just grab that board and slide it out. I've got lots of mites on this one, just like the rest of them. Interesting, the mites are all towards the beginning of the hive, the front of the hive. So this one needs another treatment. probably the best thing to do is treat them all, right? Because they're all mixing. They all get together, visit each other. Holy crow, I've never seen this many mites on my bees before. I don't know if this is because I've adopted some hives, some other colonies that had never been treated. That might be it. I think I've taken, I don't know, 4, 5, 6. And then I put them in my apiary, and if they've got nosema or they've got mites, bing, bam, boom, they spread. So what I try to do is when I adopt hives, I quarantine them, kind of. I put them in another area of my apiary and treat them there, and then move them to one of the main apiaries. I've got two now. I'm putting some smoke in my smoker. Some dried leaves. Dried leaves make good fuel, as does moose poop. Last night a moose knocked over one of the dry pollen feeders. She didn't care. Anyway, I'm going into one of my double hives. Goal today was to get my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hives that are 2 deeps each down to 1 deep each, because I winter them in 1 deep. That way the colony's nice and big, taking up lots of space. They eat less stores, less dead air. And I think it's pretty common in the north for that to be done. I want to do it now while it's warm enough for the bees that I kick out of the top box to get down into the bottom deep before nighttime when the temperature drops. This is a super active hive. This is hive number 4. It's produced, I think, 3 or 4 splits. It's been a very juggly year. I've had colonies that have done well, and I've had colonies that have not done well at all. Well, I'm going to go through this hive, and I'm going to reduce it down to 1 box. And what I'm going to do is, since this was such an active hive, I left it in 2 boxes. I'll tell you, these gals produce some propolis. That's a good sign. Left them in 2 boxes so they would backfill the frames full of stores. So that way I have extra frames of stores for the colonies that did not produce as much. Oh my gosh, you can see the amount of bees in this hive. It's glorious. Lots and lots of bees. They're not gonna be happy. They're moving a little bit slow. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pull this whole deep box off, and I'm gonna brush them into the bottom deep. If you hear me moving things around, I use an insulation panel or another lid to put my box on. I don't want to set it on the ground because I'm afraid to lose bees. I don't want to lose any bees. I'm going to borrow a lid from another hive. I'm going to lid this deep box up, and I'm going to just set it on this insulation panel. I've lost my hive tool again. I haven't lost it. I misplaced it. Where did it go? Just used it. Looking for it. Don't see it. This is why I have 2 hive tools. Can't do anything without my hive tool because these bees have produced a ton of propolis. I have my extra one here. So I'm going to break that seal. And I've got my smoker going because they're going to be in stinging mode. You might hear some grunts and groans from me lifting this deep box off. They're sealed in there because the lid's on. I'm going to try not to make grunts and groans. I'm going to try to peacefully move this 100-pound box. It's not working. Off of the bottom deep without the bees underneath detecting my presence. Not working at all. All right. It's got to be 100 pounds. Holy crow. Monster hive. This queen is extraordinary. Well, they just figured out I'm here. So I'm down to the bottom deep, and I have bees on my face. Thank goodness for my veil. I have my little squirt bottle of magic juice, which is sugar syrup. I'm just drizzling that on the top of the frames. And I am going to remove the queen excluder I have on this. Oh, they're gonna greet me now. The sugar water that I drizzle on the frames distracts them. And I've got my smoker in case anyone wants to sting me, so that way the pheromone gets masked by the smell of the smoke. I'm going to remove this queen excluder. And what I'm going to do just a little tidbit. When you're moving your arms around your hive, try not to move them over the tops of the bees. If you can go from the side, you get less agitated. Oh, but this one's agitated. Right for the face. I'm removing the queen excluder. And what I'm going to do with the queen excluder for winter is I am going to use it to be the frame for my sugar board. I'll sit on the kitchen table, put some wax paper under it, put my sugar board mixture right under that frame, and it'll allow the bees to get up there and eat the sugar if they run out of stores. Right now, I've got a face full of bees, and I've got to take this second box and empty it. So I'm going to say goodbye for now, because there's no way in heck I can talk while I'm doing this. Take care of yourselves, take care of your bees, prepare for winter. This podcast is copyrighted and all rights are reserved.